What is your name?
Janet A. Bachmeyer.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
In July of 1978.
Were you in the service?
Yes, I served in the United States Army Nurse Corps from January 1944 to June 1974.
What made you decide to come in the Army?
Well, at the time I graduated from nursing school in 1943, it was during World War II, and I definitely wanted to serve in the Army, plus it was quite a patriotic thing to do at that time, which I definitely believe in.
Before you came in the Army, what did you do?
I attended the Evangelical School of Nursing in Chicago.
What were your primary duties in the service?
Well, at the beginning, it was staff nurse, or ward nurse, and then supervisor, and then I went into chief nurse situation.
How long were you in the service?
30 years.
Where did your travels take you?
Well, for my overseas assignments, I was in England during World War II, then in Korea and Vietnam, and I had two tours in Germany, and of course many stateside assignments.
Can you tell me what kind of housing you had when you were in the service?
Well, the housing was quite a variety. Of course, when we were in the field and during any of the wars, we were in tents, as a rule. And then we had the cantonment structures in the United States, or stateside, and usually had our own rooms with maybe a connecting bath. And then nurses' quarters were also in permanent buildings. And after, let's say about 20 years ago or so, you field grade officers could move off post and have their own apartments. And they got to the point where they were encouraging everybody to move off post. So we had apartments in our houses.
What was the nature of the medical care available to you?
Well, of course, being assigned to a medical unit, we had full medical care, including dental care also. It was always available, even when we were in the field.
Tell me about your uniform.
Well, there again, that depended upon our assignment. When we were on duty, in the States and on wards and in permanent hospitals, we wore the white duty uniforms. In the field, it was fatigues. And then in supervisory or administrative areas, we wore our Class A's.
Can you please tell me a couple of your more outstanding experiences that you had in the service?
Well, one of them that came to mind was a bivouac that we had in Texas. And this is while activating our unit for overseas in 1944, I guess, yeah. We were on a forced road march having to pass downwind from a fertilizer plant for about a mile. By the time we finished that, we were a little bit green, and I can honestly say that we did step up our marching pace quite a lot. Then there was another one that when we were en route from New Jersey to New York, on a tender to a dock to board our ship for England. It was very late at night, very dark, and the only sound was the water lapping against the tender. And just as our chief nurse set foot on dock, a band, which nobody saw, burst forth with Pistol Pack and Mama. And it just paralyzed all of us. We didn't know where all this noise came from. And then the third, really most prominent thing was, I happened to be in London and on pass for a few days, just as VE Day was declared. And on the night after Churchill's famous speech, it was the first time that every light in London was turned on, and believe me, it was quite a spectacular sight. That was the first time since 1939, this was 1944. And it was the noisiest celebration throughout the whole night that I had ever heard or ever attended.
What was the biggest adjustment you had to make when you came in the service?
Well, I think it was really being away from home for the first time and then over in England for the holidays in particular. That was about the biggest adjustment I ever had to make, but then I think anybody has to make that the first time away. And of course, we had people to help us with it, I think because we were all in the same boat.
When you came in the Army, did you expect to make it a career?
No. Well, I hadn't really thought that far ahead. But as I stated, I did get out of service for a little while, and I retained my reserve. So when I went back in, I was still credited with it. I think being young at, you know, at that age, and still being under supervision, etc., from home to training to the Army, yeah, we had quite an adjustment to make getting out. And I was out for a while, and then when the Korean situation came along, I decided I wanted to get back in, which I did, and I never regretted it.
After your tour of duty in the service was concluded, what did you do?
Well, I retired, and since then I had been volunteering, and of course I didn't want to travel at first, but after a couple of years I thought I never wanted to pack another suitcase again. Then I was gotten to the traveling bug, and I'm active in some organizations, and I also like to do a lot of handiwork, and I read, and I reacquainted with the family and friends, and making new friends out here in Denver.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you?
We were going to ask that. well, really, I thought about this a lot when you asked me to, you know, participate. And I think our purpose states it very well. And to keep alive and develop spirit, comradeship, a sense of obligation to community, state, and nation, and to those who are less fortunate, and to foster and promote friendship and understanding between our nation and others of the world. That's really what it does mean to me.
Okay, thank you very much.